أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فإنكم وما تعبدون ما أنتم عليه بفاتنين إلا من هو صال الجحيم وما منا إلا له مقام معلوم وإنا لنحن الصافون وإنا لنحن المسبحون صدق الله العظيم. The ayat before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about how the Quraysh of Makkah tried to establish a relationship between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and that of the jinnat by saying that the daughters of the chiefs of the jinnat are the mothers of the angels, and in this way they actually cause blasphemy against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In these ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed generally all those who disbelieve, all those who practice polytheism, worship anyone besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah tabarakahu wa ta'ala speaks relating the words of the malaika. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَإِنَّكُمْ وَمَا تَعْبُدُونَ مَا أَنْتُمْ عَلَيْهِ بِفَاتِنِينَ إِلَّا مَنْ هُوَ صَالِ الْجَحِيمِ. Certainly you and whatever you worship cannot turn anyone away from the ibadat and the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by causing them temptation and tempting them away from the ibadat of Allah. Illa man huwa salil jahim, except that person who is to reach the fire of Jahannam. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has clarified one very, very important aspect. Although Allah Rabbul Izzat is addressing the disbelievers, the polytheists, those who ascribe partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making it very clear that no kafir in this world, no mushrik in the world, no god that they worship will be able to turn anyone away from the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by even temptation also. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it very clear to us that no one can turn us away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, no one can take us by our hand, no one can hold us by our head, or take us by our necks and turn us away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What they may do is they may create such scenarios in front of us that adorn and beautify things that are against the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but it is for us to remain firm on the ibadat of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has clarified also that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His knowledge, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires that a person be guided towards Allah Rabbul Izzat, there is absolutely no one that can misguide Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that person, because of his obstinance, because of his arrogance, لَهُمْ قُلُوبُ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا. Allah has given all of mankind hearts to perceive Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to ponder about the greatness of Allah Rabbul Izzat, but they are those that cannot ponder about Allah because of their arrogance. They cannot hear the truth, they cannot see the truth. Then obviously because of their own arrogance, they are now destined for the fire of Jahannam. Then for them it becomes very, very easy for the disbelievers and everyone else and every other force to turn them away from Allah Rabbul Izzat. وَمَا مِنَّا إِلَّا لَهُ مَقَامٌ مَعْلُومٌ وَإِنَّا لَنَحْنُ الصَّافُّونَ وَإِنَّا لَنَحْنُ الْمُسَبِّحُونَ. These three ayats, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala relates the words of the malaika, that the malaika say, وَمَا مِنَّا إِلَّا لَهُ مَقَامٌ مَعْلُومٌ. There is none of us, but our station is known, our status is known, our rank is known. There is none of us that can exceed the limitations that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given every malaika, every angel, a fixed place, a fixed ibadat, a fixed way of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is known to them, that is known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one can exceed that bounds, that limitations, and no one can drop the status of any angel that has been fixed and ascertained by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So even these angels also, like some of them used to believe, that if good is done, it is because of the angels. They cannot exceed and supersede whatever ranks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted them. وَإِنَّا لَنَحْنُ الصَّافُونَ. And certainly, we are those that stand in ranks, stand in rows, and make the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala this rose, like we find in the hadith of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that there are three things, three great virtues that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted this ummah, the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One is that when we stand in jama'at, when we stand in salat, our namaz, we stand like how the malaika stand in safs. The second, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala was kind that Allah has made this whole earth a place where we can perform salat. The people of the past, if they wanted to worship Allah, it was in a designated area, a designated place that they had to build for the worship of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And the third is this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the earth, in other words, the sand and the clay of this earth, Allah has made it a means of purity in the absence of water for tayammum, etc. And here, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shows us that the malaika also stand in safs and they make the ibadat of Allah. To this extent, sometimes Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu in his khilafat, when he used to go front to perform the salat, he used to tell the sahaba that sit in your safs, like how the malaika stand in safs in front of Allah. وَإِنَّا لَنَحْنُ الْمُسَبِّحُونَ. And certainly, we are the ones that glorify Allah. We make the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that has been designated to us by Allah. Allah has given us this responsibility, this task, this virtue, and hence we continue to make the ibadat of Allah Rabbul Izzat. We find in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that there are some skies, some hadith, this sama'ud dunya, this first sky, the malaika are so close together, making the ibadat of Allah Rabbul Izzat, that one does not find one handspan gap between them. A handspan gap, if we spread our fingers out between the thumb and the small finger, even that much of gap we do not find. There are so many of them continuously making the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.